Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, remembered by Ram Goldar, and today Masechta Sota, Daf Chav, the fourth Perek, Arusa. The Zichu Masechta Sota program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Chazakas Torah. So the three topics we're going to focus on are: one, the Gemara quotes a Braisa which explicitly says an Alanis is eligible to drink Sota waters, not like Rav Nachman had said. He answers that it's a Malchus Tanaim and quotes a Tanhu Darshans, the Nikasa Benizra Zera, then she shall be proven innocent and will bear seed, as he did to exclude an Alanis who was incapable of bearing children. The Gemara explains that the other Tanaim darshan this pasuk the way it's taught in a Braisa. Rabbi Akiva says that v'nikasa v'nizra zera, she shall be proven innocent and bear seed, teaches shemaisa akara nifkeda, said if she was barren, she will be remembered and bear a child. Rabbi Shmuel objected that if so, all barren women will intentionally make themselves sotas in order to reap the benefits of this bracha, and a modest woman who doesn't engage in immoral behavior will not. Rather, the pasuk teaches more minor blessings, which would not be an incentive to become a sota. She might say yoledes, but sorry, yoledes berevach, that if she formerly gave birth with pain, she will give birth with ease. The kevos yoledes zecharim, if she had females, she will bear males. Ksarim yoledes aruchim, if she had short children, she will bear tall ones. Shchorim yoledes levanim, if she had swarthy children, she will bear fair ones. Point to Rav Hamnuna said, obukochavim makanim al yado uposu b'truma. Regarding an idolater, one can warn his wife not to be secluded with him, and he disqualifies a woman from eating truma if he has relations with her. The Gemara explains the novelty in the first clause. Mao detema nitma nitma shtepami. One would think, since it says she became defiled two times, echad lebal ve'echad lebal, one teaching she's prohibited to the husband, and one teaching she's prohibited to the adulterer, so that the sota laws only apply where she becomes forbidden to the adulterer with this suspected adultery. Abaha, hova asur v'kaima, but here, since she is already forbidden to the adulterer, perhaps the laws of sota do not apply, and she would not become prohibited to the husband. Therefore, Rav Hamnuna taught they do. The novelty of the second law is explained. The pasuk, which teaches that relations with someone unfit to marry her disqualify her from truma, uses the words ki tihiel ishzar, she shall be to a strange man, meaning relations. So one might think de bar havaya in de la bar havaya lo. Someone who is capable of being, meaning with kedushin, does qualify from truma, but someone such as an idolater who is not capable of being with kedushin does not. Rav Hamnuna taught that this is not so, based on a drasha. And pointing with you, the Mishnah taught that the husband cannot warn against one who is not a man. After rejecting the first two interpretations, the Gemara concludes, "L'me'uti behema de'ein's nusba behema." It means to exclude an animal, because there's no harlotry regarding relations with an animal, meaning they are not considered relations despite incurring the death penalty. Our Mishnah is teaching that warning against seclusion with an animal would not render her sota. The source of this concept is from the pasuk, "Osavi esnan zonu mechir kelev." You should not bring a harlot's hire or an exchange for a dog as a carbon. And a Mishnah teaches esnan kelev umechir zona mutarin. The reverse cases, hire for a woman to have relations with a dog and exchange for a harlot, are permitted to be used as a carbon, because the pasuk says gam shneim shneim below arba'a, both of them, implying two cases of payments cannot be used for a carbon, but not four, meaning the latter pair of cases. So once again, the three points are: number one, the Gemara quotes of Braisa which explicitly says an Alanis is eligible to drink soda waters, not like Rav Nachman had said. He answers that it's a Malchus Tanaim and quotes a Tanhu Darshans, v'nikasa v'nizra zera, then she shall be proven innocent and will bear seed, as he did to exclude an Alanis who was incapable of bearing children. The Gemara explains that the other Tanaim darshan this pasuk the way it's taught in a Braisa. Rabbi Akiva says that v'nikasa v'nizra zera, she shall be proven innocent and bear seed, teaches shemaisa akara nifkeda, said if she was barren, she will be remembered and bear a child. Rabbi Shmuel objected that if so, all barren women will intentionally make themselves sotas in order to reap the benefits of this bracha, and a modest woman who doesn't engage in immoral behavior will not. Rather, the pasuk teaches more minor blessings, which would not be an incentive to become a sota. She might say yoledes, but sorry, yoledes berevach, that if she formerly gave birth with pain, she will give birth with ease. The kevos yoledes zecharim, if she had females, she will bear males. Ksarim yoledes aruchim, if she had short children, she will bear tall ones. Shchorim yoledes levanim, if she had swarthy children, she will bear fair ones. Point to Rav Hamnuna said, obukochavim makanim al yado uposu b'truma. Regarding an idolater, one can warn his wife not to be secluded with him, and he disqualifies a woman from eating truma if he has relations with her. The Gemara explains the novelty in the first clause. Mao detema nitma nitma shtepami. One would think, since it says she became defiled two times, echad lebal ve'echad lebal, one teaching she's prohibited to the husband, and one teaching she's prohibited to the adulterer, so that the sota laws only apply where she becomes forbidden to the adulterer with this suspected adultery. Abaha, hova asur v'kaima, but here, since she is already forbidden to the adulterer, perhaps the laws of sota do not apply, and she would not become prohibited to the husband. Therefore, Rav Hamnuna taught they do. The novelty of the second law is explained. The pasuk, which teaches that relations with someone unfit to marry her disqualify her from truma, uses the words ki tihiel ish zar, she shall be to a strange man, meaning relations. So one might think to bar havaya in the love bar havaya lo. Someone who is capable of being, meaning with kedushin, does qualify from truma, but someone such as an idolater who is not capable of being with kedushin does not. Rav Nuna taught that this is not so, based on a drasha. And point number three, the Mishnah taught that the husband cannot warn against one who is not a man. After rejecting the first two interpretations, the Gemara concludes, L'me'uti behema de'ein's nusa be'behema. It means to exclude an animal, because there's no harlotry regarding relations with an animal, meaning they are not considered relations despite incurring the death penalty. Our Mishnah is teaching that warning against seclusion with an animal would not render her sota. The source of this concept is from the pasuk, Osavi esnan zonu mechir kelev. You should not bring a harlot's hire or an exchange for a dog as a carbon. And a Mishnah teaches esnan kelev umechir zona mutarin. The reverse cases, hire for a woman to have relations with a dog and exchange for a harlot, are permitted to be used as a carbon, because the pasuk says, gam shneim, shneim below arba'a. Both of them, implying two cases of payments cannot be used for a carbon, but not four, meaning the latter pair of cases. All right, so now we go to a simmer daf chavav, and a standard simmon is a military coup, So here goes. The tall, fair-skinned soldiers in red uniforms, children of an exonerated sota, who were on a mission to find the idolater their mother had been warned against, found him hiding behind her dog. Once again, slow motion. The tall, fair-skinned soldiers in red uniforms, soldiers, that must be more on daf chavav, military coup. The tall, fair-skinned soldiers in red uniforms, children of an exonerated sota, which reminds us, Rav Akiva says that the pasuk v'nikus avinizra zera, she shall be proven innocent and bear seed, teaches that if she was barren, she'll be remembered and bear a child. Rabbi Shmuel objected that if so, all barren women will intentionally make themselves sotas in order to reap the benefits of this bracha, and a modest woman who doesn't engage in immoral behavior will not. Rather, the pasuk teaches more minor blessings, which would not be an incentive to become a sota. She might see a lettuce, but sorry, you lettuce bereva. That if she formerly gave birth with pain, she'll give birth with ease. Nekevos, you lettuce zacharim. If she had females, she will bear males. Ksarim, you lettuce aruchim. If she had short children, she'll bear tall ones. Shechorim, you lettuce ilavanim. And if she had swarthy children, she'll bear fair ones. So the tall, fair-skinned soldiers in red uniforms, children of an exonerated sota, who were on a mission to find the adulterer their mother had been warned against, which reminds us, Rav Nuna said, regarding an idolater, one can warn his wife not to be secluded with him, and he disqualifies a woman from eating truma if he has relations with her. So the tall, fair-skinned soldiers in red uniforms, children of an exonerated sota, who were on a mission to find the idolater their mother had been warned against, found him hiding behind her dog, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that the husband cannot warn against one who is not a man. After rejecting the first two interpretations, the Gemara concludes, it means to exclude an animal because there is no harlotry regarding relations with an animal, meaning they're not considered relations despite incurring the death penalty. Our Mishnah is teaching that warning against seclusion with an animal would not render her a sota. So once again, the tall, fair-skinned soldiers in red uniforms, children of an exonerated sota, who were on a mission to find the adulterer their mother had been warned against, found him hiding behind her dog. All right, so now it's time for a four blah bat chazara. Daf chav beis. So the simmer daf chav beis is a taxi cab. So here goes. The boor taxi cab driver, that must mean we're on daf chav beis. The boor taxi cab driver who studied Torah but did not serve Talmud Chachamim, which reminds us, the Gemara makes numerous statements regarding one who is Karav Hashana Voshimish Talmud Chachamim, one who studied Torah and Mishnah but did not serve Talmud Chachamim to understand the reasons for the Mishnah. Moshe said of such a person, Har Zamaharitz, he's an Amaharitz and is unreliable regarding Tahara Meiser. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani said, Har Zabur, he's a boor, meaning he's worse than an Amaharitz. So the poor taxicab driver who studied Torah but did not serve Talmud Chachamim got distracted when his Almana passenger told him that she traveled to the shul at the far end of town for extra reward, which reminds Rabbi Yochanan said, L'manu yiris chet mebasula v'kibelschar me'almana. We have learned fear of sin from a basula and received a reward from an Almana. The latter case is learned from an Almana who traveled daily to Daven in Rabbi Yochanan's base midrash, although her own neighborhood had a shul. Rabbi Yochanan questioned her, my daughter, is there not a shul in your neighborhood? She responded, Rebbe, will schar psilas yeshli? My master, is there not reward for the steps taken in the additional traveling? So the boor taxicab driver who studied Torah but did not serve Talmud Chachamim got distracted when his Almana passenger told him that she traveled to the shul at the far end of town for extra reward and almost crashed into a group of seven false Perushin, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, Shiva Perushinhan. There are seven types of false aesthetics, and the Gemara explains them.
Daf Chaf Gimel, so the simmer Daf Chaf Gimel is Kugelach.
So here goes. The children playing with red kugelach. That must be more daf chav gimel. The children playing with red kugelach, who were coughing from all the smoke, come from minchas sotos that need to get burned, which reminds us. The Mishnah lists the sotos whose minchas are burned, such as one who says, I'm defiled to you, meaning she's admitting her guilt, one about whom witnesses come and testify that she's defiled, one who says, I will not drink, and one whose husband does not want to give her to drink, and one whose husband had relations with her on the way, invalidating her for the procedure. So the children playing with red kugelach, who are coughing from all the smoke, coming from minchas sotos that need to get burned, as well as from the mincha of a non-kohenis married to a kohen, which was entirely burned on the mizbeach, which reminds us, our brice explains why the mincha of a non-kohenis married to a kohen is entirely burned. A mincha san e'achelis mifnei she'eshel chalkba. Her mincha cannot be eaten because her husband, the kohen, has a share in it since he funds her mincha. Ve'ino ol kaliol mifnei she'eshel chalkba. And it's not completely offered in the mizbeach, meaning without kamitza as the kohen's mincha is, because she, a non-kohenis, has a share in it since it's her mincha. So the children playing with red kugelach, who are coughing from all the smoke, coming from minchas sotos that need to get burned, as well as from the mincha of a non-kohenis married to a kohen, which was entirely burned on the mizbeach, covered their ears because an arusa and shomer's yavam were wailing after they were told they don't drink and also don't receive their kasuba, which reminds us. The fourth parak begins, arusa v'shomer's yavam v'shosos, an arusa and a shomer's yavam do not drink the soda waters, nor do they receive their kasuba, because the Torah says, ashetista isha tachas isha, when a woman will stray while under her husband, implying a full marriage status, prat la'arusa v'shomer's yavam, excluding an arusa and a shomer's yavam. Daf chaf dalad, so the simmer daf chaf dalad is a pitcher, a kad. So here goes. The group of women ineligible for the fit to be married sota pitcher, that must be more daf chav dalad, kad. The group of women ineligible for the fit to be married sota pitcher, which reminds us, the Gemara brings malchokasim about if certain women are considered fit to be married regarding their eligibility to drink the sota waters. Muberes chavero, manikas chavero, the pregnant former wife of his friend and the nursing former wife of his friend. Ilanis, zakena, usheina, rui, leilid. An Ilanis, an old woman, and a woman who cannot give birth. So the group of women ineligible for the fit to be married sota pitcher, who first smirked when the pitchers were knocked over by an arusa and shomer's yavam, arguing over which one of them would be excluded from sota first, which reminds us, the Gemara brings machlokes Rabbi Yosan and Rabbi Yoshia whether a shomer's yavam drinks from the mesota. The Gemara notes they also argue about which case the pasuk is first excluding. Rabbi Yonasan first excludes the shomer's yavam, because regarding an arusa, it's the arusa's own act of kedushin that established the bond, as opposed to the yavam's brother, and they stoned for adultery because of him. Rabbi Yoshia first excludes an arusa because a shomer's yavam can be acquired with any relations, even not for the purpose of marriage, whereas an arusa must be acquired through chuppah. So the group of women ineligible for the fit to be married sota pitcher, who first smirked when the pitchers were knocked over by an arusa and shomer's yavam, arguing over which one of them would be excluded from sota first, got queasy when the arusa was accused of having relations with her arus in her father's house prior to becoming a sota, which reminds us. The Gemara asks why a pasuk is needed to exclude an arusa and shomer's yavam from the law of sota, because there's a principle taught by a braisa. The pasuk states, "Mi boladai isheich," other than your husband, which teaches mishikad meshchivas bal leboel. The sota only applies when the husband's relations with her preceded the adulterer's, v'loshikad meshchivas boel lebal, and not when the adulterer's relations preceded the husband's. An arusa has not yet had relations with her husband, so how could she possibly be a valid sota? Rami Bar Chama answers, "Kagon shabal." In a case where the arus had relations with her at her father's home, which do not affect nisuin. Daf Chafei, so the simmer Daf Chafei is a silver wedding anniversary. So here goes. It was an awkward moment at the red-themed silver anniversary party. Silver anniversary? That must be more Daf Chafei. It was an awkward moment at the red-themed silver anniversary party, when after the husband warned his wife she would lose her ksuba if she was an Overis Aldas, which reminds us, the Gemara inquires, an Overis Aldas, a woman who transgresses the code of Jewish conduct, meaning she goes to public places with her hair uncovered, Sricha Yisrael Hapsida Ksuba So Eina Sricha. Does she require a warning to forfeit a ksuba, or did she not require a warning? The Gemara ultimately comes to prove that a warning is required before forfeiting a ksuba for an Overis Aldas. So it was an awkward moment at the red-themed silver anniversary party, when after the husband warned his wife she would lose her ksuba if she was an Olveris Haldas, and then publicly was Mocha's recent kinui, which reminds us. The Gemara brings up Braisa that proves that a husband may cancel his kinui. Rav Achan Ravina argued if the husband is only able to cancel the warning before she concludes herself, but not afterwards, when she's already forbidden, or if she can do so even afterwards. So it was an awkward moment at the red-themed silver anniversary party, when after the husband warned his wife that she would lose her ksuba if she was an Olveris Haldas, and then publicly was Mocha's recent kinui, his wife responded indignantly and revealed that she was an Islandese and ineligible to drink the Sota waters anyway, which reminds us that regarding an Islandese, everyone agrees that she neither drinks nor collects her ksuba, because the pasuk says, "V'nikasa v'nizra zera," then she'll be innocent and bear seed children, teaching that only Misha Darko Hazria, one whose way is to bear seed, is eligible for drinking, Yatsa Zosha in Darko Hazria, excluding this Islandese whose way is not to bear children from birth, as opposed to the elderly woman, or a barren woman who lost the ability to bear children through injury. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do we have cases where the sotas minchas are burned? That's on daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that one can make his wife a sota by warning her not to be with an idolater? That's on daf Chav Vav. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn regarding who is first excluded from the pasuk, the shemeres yavam or the arusa? That's on daf Chav Dalet. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that an exonerated sota, if she had short children, she'll be blessed with tall ones, and if she had swarthy ones, she'll have fair ones? That's on daf Chav Vav. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that there are 7 types of prushim, false aesthetics? That's on daf Chav Beis. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that the case where an arusa can become a sota is where she had relations with the arus in her father's house? That's on daf Chav Dalet. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn an Islandese neither drinks nor collects her ksuba? That's on daf Chav Hei. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn a husband cannot make his wife a sota by warning her not to be with an animal? That's on daf Chav Vav. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn the schar from an amana in a case where she sought to get schar halicha for going to a more distant shul? That's on daf Chav Beis. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we have a question whether an Olveris Haldas requires a warning in order for her to forfeit her ksuba? That's on daf Chav Hei. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Ram Goldham Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.